Thank you for calling Elite 14. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
20019.
That was 20019?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Joyce Boone.
Will you spell your first name for me?
J-O-Y-C-E.
Will you spell that last name?
B as in boy, O as in ox, O as in ox, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward.
And you have already placed an order?
I placed the order December. I paid you $28.99, but you continue to take $49.99 out of my account and never sent me any product. So where is the product?
Okay,
and you've been doing it for six. Pardon me?
Will you verify that shipping address for me?
12857 Place, Southeast Washington, 219. You never sent me not the. Yeah. I want my money back.
Okay, so I do see here you have this VIP membership and they have already been canceled.
Now, yeah, because you never sent me any product.
Okay, so actually they emailed you every time you was billed for a product. They emailed you with a gift code and you were supposed to go on the website. You were supposed to go on the website to pick out your leggings yourself.
Well, that didn't happen, but you continue to take $50 a month out of my account. Now I want my refund.
We wouldn't. We wouldn't know if you didn't place the order or not, ma'am. We only give you the gift code. Every time you every time you pay for it, we email you with the gift code, and you would have to go on the website yourself to place the order.
There's no need for us to go back and forth. Can I get my $400 back?
Okay, just bear with me one moment. And I am still here, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me one moment. Thank you. that. I'm still here, and I do apologize. Just hold one moment.
Okay, I got as long as you can get my money back, baby. I'm listening.
Okay, what I can do is offer you a 50% refund.
50%? Well, you going to change the rest of it for you going to send the product? Because if I don't have no product, I want all of my money back. Not 50% of it, I want all of it back. You never send me product. Or I can go to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, well, you never received the shipment because you.
I never got the leggings that I paid $28 for. Never. And this was all the way in December. We almost in December again. It's year ago.
That's because you never went on the website yourself.
Whether I did or I didn't, you didn't give me a product and you charged me for something you didn't give me. So, I'm doing refund. And if you can't do it, I need to talk to your supervisor. Because I want all of my money back, or I'm going to file a claim. I'm a whole year, and you want me to. You kept my money for a whole year, and you're going to tell me that all you're going to give me back is half of it? No, ma'am.
You didn't receive a shipment.
I didn't. You still can't in America. You still can't keep a product that a person has paid for, whether they get it or they don't. You either give me the product or give me the money, period.
Well, ma'am, you never went on their website to pick out your own leggings, which is why you never received it.
Miss, I don't want anything from your company if you're going to steal my money and not give me product. I don't want nothing from your company. I want my money back. I am a dissatisfied customer.
Well, you never went on the website yourself to pick out your leggings, which is why you never.
Because number one, it was a trial, and I did it. I only wanted the one pair. That's why I canceled it before 7 days. I do have record of that. So now you went on anyway and took $49 out of my account for 7 months. For 7 months, you did that. And for 7 months, you sent emails telling me to pick out my own, but you continue, even though after the first time I didn't pick anything, you still took money out of my account every month. And the Better Business Bureau says if you pay for a product, you get a product. If you're dissatisfied with that product, you give it back and you get refunded. Okay? And you have a refund policy that I read. Before I even got the 28, that's why I only got one pair. You never sent me that one pair. And then you kept on taking money. So, miss, I want all my money back if I can have it, please.
Okay, so I did fully refund the $49.99, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Are you ready for that confirmation?
Hold on. You owe me $400. You took $49.99 for 7 months, according to my bank statement, and I got it right in front of me. I want $399 is what it totaled to. And that's what I want. And I would like to get my $28.99 from the initial that you took. You wasn't authorized to go in my account to get $49.99. I only authorized you for $28.99. Okay, that's your first fault. Because I canceled it the same day. Okay, and I have record of that. So I need my $399 back.
Okay, so I did fully refund you the charge from July 27th, and it will be in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the confirmation for both refunds.
And the refund totals to?
It would be two separate charges for $49.99.
Two? Man, did you just hear what I said? Where is the other $300? I want $399 because that's what you took. So you can't sham me or probably pacify me with two of them. No, ma'am. I want all of my money because you unauthorizedly took $49.99. Now, you can either do it or we go to the Better Business Bureau. I am not playing with you. Not you, and I'm sorry to yell at you, but it's your company that you work for. I want $399. You got a confirmation number for that?
Refunded August and September. I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor for the other amounts. Just bear with me.
What's your name so I can... What's your name?
Destiny.
Tiffany?
No, ma'am. My name is Destiny.
Destiny. Okay, Destiny. And today is 11/4/20, and it is 9:32.
And I'm still here. I'm gathering up your information so I can transfer you.
I'm still here waiting to be transferred. Thank you.